Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. Coming at you from Cornerstone Church in Highland, Michigan. It's a thrifty Thursday, folks. This is always our prayer for you on this Thursday. We're always praying and believing, Lord, that you're going to get yourself that thrifty Thursday.
That's right. Get those deals.
That's right. Save that money.
Save that money.
Yeah.
Use those coupons.
Bills go down.
Praise the Lord.
Get those. What did you say? Get those coupons?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Let's do it.
Uh-huh. I know.
Come on.
And Pastor Jim's preaching a great message this week called Gideon, Warrior to Warrior.
Oh, yeah.
And that really does define him. And Gideon had an interesting situation where his father was a worshiper of a foreign god.
Yeah.
That he had an altar to...
to Baal.
Oh, man. And he destroyed that altar.
Yeah.
But Gideon destroyed his father's altar. And the truth of the matter is that the Bible's pretty clear that we should forsake everything for Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And everyone, if they're not for Jesus, mm-hmm. you should forsake them, even family.
Yep.
Friends, family, everything. It's better to be with Jesus and for eternity than to go down to destruction because you don't want to offend another person.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man.
And Ooh. Gideon was Ooh. Courageous yeah. to destroy his father's altars.
Yeah.
And necessary to do so. Maybe that just speaks to somebody out there today.
Yeah.
I don't know what. I don't know what's going on in your world. But maybe that is a word for you to work, do something to destroy an altar that is not to your God.
Yeah.
But to some other God.
That's so good.
And you got to go from a warrior to a warrior. We see it here. Gideon definitely has made the transition to be a warrior.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's go to the message.
Our entire journey, we build altars to God. That's what we do. We go through this season, a new season. Lord, it all belongs to you. He asked for a certain decision or a commitment. Oh, Lord, I give my life to you again. He asked you to turn from a certain area of sin that you become aware of, that has sprung up in your life, and you build an altar and say, Lord, I repent. Forgive me. I call on your name. I surrender once again to your will. I put you first. You are the center of my devotion. You build altars to God throughout your journey in this life. And that's so important, to go from being a warrior to being a warrior for Jesus. Jesus did this in the Garden of Gethsemane. The very end of his life, he took time to build an altar of surrender and devotion to his Heavenly Father. It tells us in Matthew 26, verses 38 and 39, then he said to them, talking to his disciples, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. He went a little farther, fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. We find here in this passage of Scripture, Jesus told his Heavenly Father how he felt. My soul is exceedingly sorrowful. He told his Heavenly Father what he desired. If it's possible, let this cup pass from me. He then did the next step. He surrendered. Not my will, but yours be done. I want you to know that that is the prayers that we pray when we make an altar. Oh, Lord, I am so upset about this. I am angry, or I'm discouraged, or I'm full of fear. You tell God how you feel. Lord, this is what I want. I wish you would move in this way, or provide in this way, or answer in this way. You tell God what you want, and then you surrender to his will. Nevertheless, even if you don't do it the way I want you to do it, even if I'm never delivered out of this situation, even if it gets worse, whatever, Lord. I just want to be in a position of and in a posture of full and complete surrender to you. When you surrender, just like in the case of Jesus, angels came and strengthened him. Peace entered into his heart. He was then equipped to drink of the cup of suffering. You see, it's when we build that altar and surrender that peace comes, courage comes, and of course, obviously, the anointing of God comes. Somebody say amen to that. Private faithfulness always precedes public ministry. God knew that Gideon had to have a personal time, personal surrender, his own prayer closet, as it were, before he ever went public. You see, if it's not right on the inside, then it's not going to be right on the outside. If you can't get things straightened out between you and God privately, then I want you to know when you try to serve him publicly, it's not going to work. God spoke to this man. The next thing I see here is warriors tear down false idols. This is what God asked Gideon to do. I want you to tear down not just any false altar. I want you to tear down your father's false altar. I mean, his father, I mean, a position of authority. He had emotional power over Gideon. I mean, it's a father-son relationship. I'm sure this was extremely difficult to do for Gideon to turn his back on his father's idolatry, his father's religion, as it were, because the father always had authority and was emotionally over Gideon all his life. He even told Gideon, I want you to take your father's 7-year-old bull. And the Midianites had oppressed Israel for 7 years. I want you to take his bull that he uses to work the farm or to produce more cows, as it were, his financial future. I want you to sacrifice that. Well, this is a big step of faith. He's going to be tearing down this altar. It's going to be public. He's rejecting or turning his back on his father's religion, his father's authority. He's stepping out. He's standing on his own. He's honoring God. He's doing something very challenging. He took 10 men. That's awesome, isn't it? 10 men joined him. I tell you what, whenever you move forward in God, there will always be those that will be inspired by your courage and faith. God makes sure we hardly ever have to do anything alone. He did it by night because he's still afraid, but he feared the Lord more than he feared his fears, and he began to tear down his father's altar. He went public by tearing it down, right? Listen to this. Warriors love Jesus more than their family. Warriors love Jesus more than the world. Gideon's obedience turned his father into a follower of God. I already mentioned this. Compromise with God leads to a false peace with your family. Gideon tore down his father's altar. His father saw that. His father's heart was now open to his son. The very thing he didn't think would happen, that his father would now defend him and speak for him, he didn't think that would happen. He probably thought that his father would be against him, but his obedience, his faithfulness to God turned his father's heart. Listen, serve God. Put God first. Trust God with family. Trust God with relationships. Trust God with your finances. Trust God with your problems. Let God deal with it, but let's give our all to Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. Hallelujah. The next thing he did is he builds now a public altar to God. It came to pass the same night that the Lord said to him, take your father's young bull and second bull of 7 years old and tear down the altar of Baal that your father has. Cut down the wooden image that is beside it and build an altar to the Lord your God. He had earlier built a private altar. Now the Lord says, build a public altar. Listen, eventually our faith has to go public. We have to somehow get enough nerve, enough boldness, enough courage to tell others about Jesus, to let people know we're Christians, to let people know we're followers of the Lord, to let people know that we don't embrace the worldliness and the wickedness that is in this world, that we're not embracing the darkness that is in this world, but that we're children of God, that we have His light on the inside of us, and we're not ashamed of the gospel, we're not ashamed of Scripture, we're not ashamed of our testimony, we're not ashamed of naming the name of Jesus. We go public. We go public. We need to go public. And after he went public, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him.
At the beginning today, Pastor Luke, you were talking about Gideon and that decision that he made to destroy his father's altar, that was something he had to do in obedience to the Lord, was go destroy that altar. But one of the things Gideon did, or the Bible says about Gideon in this moment, was that he was afraid to do it.
Yes.
And so he went and he did it at night.
Yes. Yes, he did.
And he gathered some 10 men, 10 of his servants. They went down and they destroyed it with him. And I just wanted to talk about that for a second, because Gideon did it afraid, but he did it.
Yes.
He obeyed what God had asked him to do, even though he was afraid to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a great just lesson for something we can learn from this, because I think I know this is true for me, so it's probably true for other people, Pastor Luke, is that I want to God just to take away the fear of doing something before I do it.
Yes.
Just want to have total confidence. You know, like I'm Superman walking into a battle and I got this, no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
But that's like 99.9% of the time not how it works out.
Usually not, yeah.
And so we have to be okay with learning how to be courageous.
Yeah.
Not fearless, but courageous. And I am afraid, just like Gideon was. He was afraid to go to his father's altar and tear it down.
Yeah.
But he did it. And I just want to encourage you can do it.
Yeah. You can.
You can do it. Yep. Whatever that altar is, that thing is that you feel like you've been chasing and you got to tear it down, or you got to make that bold declaration for Jesus. I don't know what that is for you, but you can do it. Even if you're afraid, you can do it anyway.
I agree with that. I think you should learn how to do things afraid.
Yeah.
Fear is not the reason not to do something. Like, oh, I shouldn't do it because I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Like, that's. But a lot of people do that, Pastor Aaron. They're like, oh, I'm scared of that situation, so that means it's not good.
Right.
But that's we got to learn how to operate with like that worry. Learn how to operate in that, and God will use you even in your fears and worries, and you'll come out on the other side and you'll say, oh, that wasn't like I didn't die like I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Learning to do things afraid, learning to do things worried, it's so important to do that. And one of the reasons I think so, Pastor Aaron, is because you really, really rely on Jesus.
Yeah.
Like prayer life is going good.
Yeah.
You're like, Lord, I need you, Lord, I need you, Lord, I need you. In this moment, Lord, I need you in this moment, Lord, I want to, you know, help me, Lord, help me, Lord. And you're praying so much.
Yeah.
And you're asking the Lord for help. That's where God really wants you to be anyway.
100%.
So learn how to do things afraid.
Yeah.
Where you can go from a worrier to a warrior, just like Gideon.
Just like Gideon.
Oh, we'll be right back here tomorrow morning. Best day of the week besides Sunday.
That's right.
Walking in his word. Thank you for listening to our show today. You can find more information at our website, cornerstonehighland.com. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook. We'd love to see you at church one day. Please do not be a stranger.